David's Daily Digital Dollop. It's Halloween, so I'm, if you guess you're wondering what I'm doing, I'm just Halloweening it up a little bit. I know, I've sort of ruined the mood now, haven't I? But I just didn't want you to think I was, you know, I thought, what's, he's got a bit weird, what's he doing? But I've sort of ruined the spooky mood. We'll start that again, okay? David's Daily Digital Dollop. Okay, there we are. I think I've created the atmosphere there. A rather spooky atmosphere has been created for David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 305, the Halloween special. I've talked about this before. It was on the Young'uns podcast, the first lot of podcasts that we did in 2006, which are sort of out there on the internet, but I certainly wouldn't advise you to listen to them. Although, I would advise you to listen to the Young'uns podcast, Out With The Old, in which we took the best bits. We took the best bits of those podcasts that we did between 2006 and 2008. So I would recommend listening to that. You can find that on the Young'uns podcast page, or you can type in Young'uns podcast, Out With The Old. You can hear the Young'uns from 2006 to 2008 when we did the podcast. And I think this was one of the clips that was on there. I'm going to play this clip. It's me having a chat with Michael from the Young'uns. And it's about a rather unusual phenomena. And then once I play the clip, I'm going to come back and I'm going to get you involved, because I want to know your opinion on this. But before we do that, here is a clip from 2006 as I chat to Michael about a rather unusual finding.
But I've received a message from the unknown, ladies and gentlemen. And the lady in question... Now, Michael, you haven't heard this yet. I've told you about it, but you've not heard it. Now, I'd like to... Firstly, take you back in time to about 2 years ago. And I had something like a digital recorder. And what happens is I used to record my notes for essays on. So when I had an idea, I just thought, right, okay, I'll speak that into the digital recorder. So I was leaving these notes. And then I thought nothing more of it. And I found it a year and a half later when I was just going through my digital recorder to delete certain tracks. And I came across my recording and I was just listening. And thought, yeah, I can delete that. And then all of a sudden, I heard this woman's voice. This Scottish woman's voice. And I thought, what is this? You know, I listened to it back, thinking I'd misheard, and it wasn't. No, there it was. And there was no one around me when I was recording. I remember when I was recording it. There was no one around me, and it doesn't even sound at a distance. There was no one in my room or anything.
That's unbelievable.
And they can hear this woman's voice. It almost sounds like it's inside the machine. We did a bit of research as well, and we found out this was known as EVP, Electronic Voice Phenomena, ladies and gentlemen. If you're in a room by yourself now, you may wish to open a door, switch on a light, hug a loved one. Unless, of course, your loved one is a pet hedgehog. It's probably not a good idea. Let's listen first to this message that I received a year and a half ago. And then you can hear the new one, the one that I received on no other than Halloween. Let's hear this Scottish woman. So you'll hear me giving a few essay notes, and then you'll hear this Scottish woman. Here we go. Listen to this.
Is the authenticity to do with origin, or is that the originality?
I've got a headache.
So there she is. And I'll just tell you, though, that common theory on such things is it's either the mind communicating, so someone's mind is leaking sound, or it's noise, just sort of pure noise. I suppose that's a scientific theory would be, that it's just noise from, you know, the sound from radios, walkie-talkies, etc. And the other theory is it's the dead communicating. So, I don't know, maybe you'll have your own theory on this. Maybe you can even interpret what what it's saying.
I've got a message.
But now let's go over to our message recorded on from hospital radio. This was actually on the hospital radio show. It's very interesting. You can hear me talking, and then you can hear this voice creeping in the background. So let's hear that one now.
If you listened 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.
Very sinister, that one. I think the other one was a little bit more inquisitive. I'll play it again. The sinister laugh as well is quite...
If you listened 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.
Now, I'm quite willing to get your interpreter. Can you make any of that out, Michael, what it's saying there?
If you listened 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.
Okay, so that was a clip from 2006 from a Young'uns podcast. Now, I couldn't easily find the original recordings of those voices, because it'd be interesting to hear a bit more of the before and after, to see if there's any context that can be gleaned from this. But I want to explain something that I didn't really explain on the podcast, and that is that we couldn't hear these voices at the time. I don't think any of us were aware of the voice. There's a weird bit where one of the people who's talking goes, "Oh, but I think that's just a coincidence. He's not responding to that weird voice," because no one mentions the weird voice afterwards. It was only when I was listening to it back that I realised that the voice was on it. And when I heard it, I was like, "What the bloody hell's that? What the, you know, where the hell's that voice come from?" And I listened to it over and over again, and it was massively freaky, because we didn't hear that voice in the studio. The first one, I think that actually could be me putting on a weird voice. You know, I'm not sure whether that is some weird phenomena or not. I mean, it might be, but it's the second one that's unusual. So, I mean, it could be radio interference, or it could be us picking up a phone call or something like that. But it seems like we've picked up, it's like a statement. It sounds to me like a statement. It sounds to me, and then there's that weird, to me what sounds like a bit of a sinister laugh. It sounds like a definitive statement.
If you listened 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.
And it doesn't sound like a phone conversation, does it? To me, I don't know about you, but it doesn't sound like you can't hear him say, "Yeah, I'll give you a call in a few minutes," or "Yeah, I'm doing all right, thanks." It's not. If I heard like, "Yeah, I'm doing all right, thanks," or something like that, I wouldn't go, "Oh my God, that's a bit ghostly, isn't it? That could be the voice of the dead." Now, obviously, I think that's a bit far-fetched to say this is a voice from the dead. I think that takes a leap of logic there. But that is sort of one theory about electronic voice phenomena. There are all sorts of things on the internet where people reckon they've done recordings and they've picked up strange voices. And most of the recordings that I've listened to aren't particularly clear. There are some clearer ones. There are some that are very ambiguous, and I would say very dodgy and circumspect. And I think there are a lot which, unfortunately, might be just wishful thinking. I think a lot of the time, maybe someone's lost a loved one and they record, and there's a lot of white noise. You know, they turn up the volume a lot, and a lot of it, you know, you can just hear like the sound of a dripping tap. And then a weird kind of noise, and they say, "Well, that's saying I'm here, mummy," or something like that, which is very sad in a way. But I mean, it may be, but I think that's quite sad, because it's, you know, I can't hear that. I think there's an odd trick as well, though, that the brain does, that you can't hear anything until someone tells you what you should be hearing, and then you can immediately hear it. It's that weird thing, because as soon as someone says what you should be hearing, your brain then tries to hear that thing. And it goes, "Oh yeah, it's obvious now." So I don't want to tell you what I think it's saying. Now, if you've heard the podcast before, and you've heard me play this clip before, then you might remember what I thought the clip was saying, because I did hazard some guesses. But I've taken that out of this dollop, because I want to find out what you think is being said. So what's being said there? Can anyone understand? So you've got this first one here. I think, on reflection, that could be me. That could be me just making a weird noise, saying something about an essay or something. "Oh, I've got an essay.
I've got an essay."
I'm not sure, but I don't see why I would do that. But I might have just made some sort of weird jokey comment or something, which you can't hear, but I was speaking right into the microphone in a weird voice. I'm not sure why, but, you know, that's what I'm putting that down to. So I don't know if that is a spooky voice. I just know that when I heard it, I think I dropped the recorder in absolute shock, because I just wasn't expecting to hear that voice. But then, that doesn't mean that the voice isn't me. I just forgot that I recorded it. It was dark. It gave me a shock when I heard it. And because of that, I then went into my flatmate's room, who I was sharing with at university. We got chatting. He was like, "Oh, well, there's this weird thing where people reckon they hear the voices of the dead on recordings." And we looked at that up on the internet, and that's where that came from. So there, you've got a whole narrative built around it. So if you're going to be sceptical about it, then you've kind of worked out why that's happened. I think that one might be me, but I think the second one...
If you listened 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.
I think it means more. I think that's a bit more interesting, because I think that is definitely something coming through. That's not from a CD. It's not like someone's queuing up a CD, unless you recognise that from a song.
If you listened 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.
But I just want to know what you think that's saying, that voice.
If you listened 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.
Yeah, let me know. It's a bit of an odd one. It'd be interesting to hear your thoughts. Maybe we can solve this mystery. Maybe it is a dead person. Maybe you recognise the voice and you can go, my God, that's a message for me. That's a message for me. And I know who it is. And we can, you know, if you like the reel-to-reel investigation that we did, that's our Halloween special today. And I'm going to end now with, I'm in Suffolk right now. We're getting ready for our singing weekends and we're doing some school projects in Suffolk. And in this room here is an old, large, very large sort of ornamental guitar. It's got strings, but they're very thick strings. They're not meant to be played as such. It's just an ornamental thing. But when you do play it, I think it sounds quite spooky. So I'm going to end. I'm going to play this ornamental large guitar. And I'm going to try and create something a little bit spooky, a little bit Halloween-y to say goodbye with. So thank you very much for listening. Goodbye. Groovy Ghost, putting the ooh into groove. That's what that ghost was doing. Right.
Right, let's do one.
It's time for a curry.